only by 50 tests. Based on the Gemara, of a case of a Aruba, a person has a hole in the floor, and it goes from one level to the second level, and he has, when he comes out of the level by putting a sulam there, an ladder there, he has mechitzas around the place to a safesach, and therefore, starting in the bottom, he has mechitzas, or on top, he has mechitzas. Not if it's one door, four doors, the law said you have to put it on into a safesach, the doors, you have to put on a mezuzah. What we do see from over here, and the Pesach Tshuva brings it down in the next simin, is let's say the floor itself, that you went through the hole in the ground, that you went through a sulam, a ladder, and you went through the hole, you went on top, and you have doorways surrounding it. The hole itself, why aren't you mechayiv upon mezuzah? We see halacha that if you have a hole in the ground and they go one to another, there's no chiyuv. As they bring it down from the Gemara in Kedushin that Pabez, the Gemara says, Ma mezuzim umad. Mezuzah, doorpost is standing, also the mezuzah itself has to be standing. So we see a story that the doorpost has to be standing up, not lying down. With Negea, Srimo in the house, they have also these attics that go through straight up. Or a lot of times, especially in America, they have these cellars you open up and go straight down. So Pesach Tshuva brings down from the Nei Behuda the fact that it's lying down the doorway and the doorway is not standing up, therefore it's not chayv mezuzah. Every place can go this way, and that seems to be the Hanhaga, that if you have a lying down doorway and somebody has to go through it, it's not standing up, therefore you're not chayv upon the mezuzah. They also discuss over here the case of a window if you go through it. Usually people don't go through windows, they was not there. We also have to be a potter. Now once on this halacha that the case of a sulam going through, come on the place can discuss a hanika shalos, again only bizmanenu. What's the halacha of the elevators? The elevator is basically the same yasoid. What? We get what? Elevator. Oh yeah, no, but that, no, there's no doorway sticking up. If there'll be a doorway, that you go this way, not that way. If it's standing up in the doorway of Abichai, that's mamish the case of Ruba. But if you very really have a doorway this way, it's only a cellar or an attic people have that way. Now, again, please come along and discuss a lot of elevators. The elevator basically is that you open up the elevator door, you go through, have a second door over there, you go through it, and basically goes down is a electronic elevator, electronic sulam that takes you up and down different levels. And the question is, what's the halacha of the elevator? Is it chayv upon a mezuzah or is it potter? So first, there is an hanhaga, numerous buildings, based upon Paiskin, that an elevator is potter. The Rosh HaMekilim is a Moshe ready, the Mingdan of the Yeshurim, the Be'er Moshe has the tshuva about it, the Petal B'chofma has five tshuvas about it. Roy, numerous Paiskin, Alamaita Mekel, said elevator is not mechayv at all. The Svara, they come from different reasons. They discuss, first of all, Mitzan itself. Let's assume it's 4x4, a big elevator, you're going to in a hospital, it's a big 4x4. Mitzan itself is mechayv. So we already have a lochah, but in case of Beis HaSfino, a boat, okay, so anything done to that, the chanot, things that are be'etzem ha'arai, place is not made to live in. Mitzat in and of itself, an elevator is not made for a place to live in. No one's going to live there, no one squats there, no one stays there. So mitzat itself, avad is no chiyiv. Why? It's not worse, not better than the Beis HaSfino. Just like the locha Beis HaSfino, a place in Saikuli, the Mechadah brings down the locha Beis HaSfino's potter. Sukkot chag v'chag chanot. Why? Because be'etzem it's arai. So mitzat itself, the elevator mitzat itself, avad is arai. Avad, you don't live there. It's avad mokam chodikador. No, we'll get the Beis HaShar. That's the Beis HaShar. Mitzvah itself is still economic part also.
If it's part of your house?
Oh, so we're getting, again, if it's not... Step by step. First mitzvah itself, then we'll get mitzvah other things.
Car be a
better child? No, a car is also part of the same reason. No one lives there. And still, it's not a mokum, it's still a mokum IRA. Only trailer, motorhome is the place you live in. That's a good Shiloh. But no one lives in the elevator. So mitzvah itself, a vada, it's going to be potter.
If it's in your house?
You still don't live there. In your house, if you have an elevator inside the building, inside your own house. No, we'll get to that's not clearing. You start clearing how to look at it, because even in the house, the rooms are made to be part that you live in. The elevator is just a outside function that you might need. Each one, start clearing. That's mitzad itself. Now, what's the reason behind you? What's different any hallway, any stairway? The chiluk is, it's a Beis Shara basically, the halacha is every hallway, every stairway, you mechayiv mezuzah, pashas achiyim. Well, Beis Shara, the chiluk is what the case is, the rest, the abonim, the rishonim, rashi, the rambam, is Beis Shara mitzvah itself, with opening up your house, but the Beis Shara opening up the house is mechayiv. So if so, here look where your elevator is opening up usually to a Beis Shara, it's opening up to your house, a Beis Shara to a Beis Shara, so mitzvah Beis Shara, why aren't you mechayiv? So the halacha we mentioned, we live in the case of sukkah, let's say a person has a house, and he builds a sukkah, just for 8 days, for sukkahs, and to wait to get into his house, he has to walk the sukkah into his house. So the Beis Shai, it is of itself, is temporarily. Again, my parents' house, if they have it, they have to build the sukkah by the front door. To get into your house, you have to walk through the sukkah and into the house. It's a temporary thing. So if the Beis Shai itself is temporary, what's the halacha? So where a place can go? They want to tell you that if the Beis Shai is only to mechayiv it, when the Beis Shai is at the kviyas based upon the Gemara sukkah, the Chesed Beis, Rashi, the Rambam, they want to tell you that the Beis Shai is a kviyas sukkah place, then the people cleave and it opens up their house. The Beis Shai, the sukkah itself is potter, based upon the Rambam, when it can aray, the Beis Shai can open mechayiv when it's the kviyas, so the Beis Shai is aray, therefore won't be mechayiv for it. Therefore they want to tell you that this elevator in itself is also aray, it's like a sukkah, and therefore, Even mitzvah Beis Shai will be potter. We got two reasons. The either one, Taino, it's alright. But actually, it's not a place to live. It's more not a place to live. It's not a place. It's not shaykh to. It goes away, comes back, it disappears. The either the double chachma. Even those who want to say like that, even on the sukkah be mechuyev, but those machlokes the place can be sukkah mechuyev. Even those who want to say sukkah mechuyev, but actually it's there at shaykh. This disappears seconds later. Has to have a little bit of a kviyas. He has no shaykh at the house. It goes close, it comes back, goes and comes back. There's no shaykh. It's not a kviyas a little bit. No kviyas at all. So there's no kshiv in the Beis Shai. So when you open it up, you go straight down to a pit, you fall straight down. The door is to no man's land. You can't use it. It's not usable. We'll get to more swaras. That's one swara they time out. Second swara they time out is the meister is the other test that's made for your tiyan achnosa. This door, even though when a certain door is need locked, you cannot use it, but the etzim can be a tzeiv achnosa. This door, most of the time, is not possible to tzeiv achnosa. You open it, you fall straight down. It's locked. Why? Because there's no place to go. It's like opening it up, and you just walk out of the building, and you fall to five flights. Except sometimes there's an elevator there. There's no shame pesach over there. That's the second reason. Why they discuss both elevators of the etzim is less than dalad. Less than dollar dollar to get a valid machloek, is it less than dollar to hire for it or not? According to Rebbe Kira Eker, it opens up to a bias kodal, maybe even for you. According to Chmur Deo, it's chodl v'shamsa, if it's only shamsa, be mechoyev. Or out of Beishar, but other places in the Shlom Kogel, others in all three, and therefore, according to the Shlom Kogel, an elevator less than 4x4 also won't be mechoyev. For Oid, especially in America, they're going to have a shadow that most elevators in the gate are shutfas of a goy. And even though the La Paiskel Machlok by shutfas of a goy, we have noch a tzirf, the shutfas of a goy, there's less than dollars, they might not have a shame Pesach, but also might not have a shame room, because not the Kviyas, not Arai. Therefore, based on all these swaras, numerous Paiskel, Mekel, and Ganshin, and again, it's only in America that nobody is that way, because the Ikka, you always have the tzirf as the shutfas of a goy. Now, it's all there are numerous buildings to walk around, they'll see numerous buildings don't have mezuzah, so all these different tzirufim. The way Rabbi Shlomo explains it, he basically explains that every time you open up the door and you have this horse that stands there for you, called a Shana horse, and then it goes and takes you somewhere else. So if you have a horse that takes you from place to place, it disappears and comes. That's the Yitzir Achnosa, that's the doorway. That's basically, it disappears. You have a hole, you have a bar in front of you. It takes you nowhere. So based upon these smaller come on the place in the Wantana, therefore you do not need a mezuzah on your elevator. That's outside of Rishon. Atzad Hasheni, the Olim wants a fact back. Neither side I'll take, Olim will argue, so it doesn't make a difference. So, Atzad Hasheni, come along, Rav Loi, and Rav Yashiv, Rav Hirsch, and Nosson, Rav Strom, Rav Hirsch, Rav Kol Seif. Is it a door? Yes. Is something you can go in and out, you see a Rav Knosser? Yes. Is it something that is a paid shot to your health? Yes. So, either Maisa disappears sometimes, it's not always usable, but Maisa, if something goes back and forth and you use it, and it's a constant thing, it's Chod V'Shamash, that you do use it, so, cool, you should be Mechuyib in the Mezuzah. Fine, so. First of all, there are people going to go on the same floor. But it's Yerjim Nichnas. And it's made for Yerjim Nichnas. So we'll get to where? Next level.
So what?
So what happens
together?
No, here again, no. The Telephone won't say over here, everyone agrees. Even those who stay by Sukkot, Makmer. The other might say a little bit of Kriya. Here, Mamash is here, it's two couple seconds later. No, we hold the sukkah itself, we don't hold about Shara. No one holds the Yashman on the sukkah. A sukkah means that they shot the house in the Makhlaik is. The sukkah itself is about his potter.
She doesn't have one.
She doesn't have?
This one doesn't have
you.
Don't use it?
Doesn't go to the
Meister, this fact, we should know by now, there's no value what certain places do. Fine, so Meister, the shadow, what exactly do with elevators? Some make well now, the Meister, those who are Machmas, you should put up with the bracha not. Those are tiny, if it's 4x4 by the Oyech, then the Vadi should put up a bracha, those hold that way, also Biashim. And however, Roy Pleskin seem to go not the way, even if it's 4x4, not to. Not 4x4, come on, all the Pleskin say you should not put up with the bracha. If it's 4x4, it's Machloikis, very really anyone has this negate them a 4x4 elevator. And 4x4, the Pleskin say to be Mach, but only with Oyech, the Roycha, the Chesha, with the Shechim, the Rosh, all you need to have squared, 4x4. So otherwise, it come out, doesn't come out that you really should ever make a bracha. Void, even if it is 4x4, Machal Yudah Pleskin, Roy say not to make a bracha, it's Lachora, again, it's 4x4, you should put up a mezuzah, but however, without a bracha. Now, the gate to everybody, Pashas, is when it's less than 4x4, what should you do? And if you do, how should you do it? The best in two shilas. In every elevator, there is really two doors to the elevator. There's a floor door, they open up, it's always there constantly. And then there's an elevator door that goes from floor to floor. So if you put up a mezuzah, do you put it inside the elevator box itself? Or do you put it on the floor level and every single door? And that means you have to put on every floor, as you have 10 floors, you have to put on 10 mezuzahs. Or one, because if you put one on the elevator box, every floor it opens up, the mezuzah is right there, Kavaldik, every single time is there. So you put on the one mezuzah on the box. I'm sorry? It is. Why not? They have the door open. So you put on the elevator box, you only need one, you put on every single floor, it's one question. And then once, if you do every single floor, how do you do it? Where's the right, what's the FBS, what's the right and what's the left?
There's no
sides. So they always have extra, they spawn to something, right? It's
a track, no
sides. It slides into the elevator section. In the elevator itself, it slides, it doesn't slide into the walls into the building. It also slides into, there's always elevated parts there. It slides into that helix. That helix is the fence. So Maisa, again, if you hold the put on the elevator against Machlokes, come along the Dayan Weiss and says on the box itself is enough, you only need one mezuzah. Therefore, this mezuzah says the box itself is enough. So Maisa, raise for him to not go that way. They say, if you put up, you should put up on every single floor, and the reason is because each floor has its own chiv. This is the FBS, so this is the door. And therefore, every single floor, you have to put up a mezuzah. Now, those are tiny, like the first enough, you have to put on two mezuzahs, one on the box and one on every floor. Fine, those are the but Roy Price can go, you just put on every single floor and that's enough.
On the box is going in on the right?
So if you put on the box, the Dine White says it's going out. But in the shells, what happens if you don't put on the box? The way our numerous buildings they do, they put on every single floor. So there, the mice said, it's machloikis, it really depends. If you hold like a chamud anil, it sounds like, or the kiv eger. If you go like a kiv eger, then the whole entire machayiv is really not the room itself. It's like an average. The machayiv is what's going out the elevator. So every single floor, you should put on the right coming out of the elevator. Masha Engen, if you go with the chamud anil, it's chosav v'samshis, itself is machayiv, it's a bay shah in and of itself. Therefore, it really depends on all the floors except the first floor, the way how you use it is the way coming out. But then on the first floor, the way you use it is going in. The quantum of Kiv Ego, come out, Machloikis Kiv Ego, Chumud Nil, Chura, what to do on the first floor? On the first floor, you put it the way going in, or on the first floor, do you do it the way going out? Might look among the Svarim, Machloikis Ashokal, it seems just like Kiv Ego, Chumud Nil, Machloikis Ashokal all over. Machloikis is exactly what to do in the Svarim, also, Shlomo Zalman, Liash, all arguing this point, what to do on the first floor. On the first floor, do you do putting it in or putting it out? And but all the other floors, everyone agrees what you really do, you should put on the way out, because that's either side Kiv Ego, side Chumud Nil, you put on the way going out. My soul comes out, I looked around all the buildings in the shop, it's exactly what Elam does, and it seems to be clear there are a few different analogies. One is that they do actually nothing, which is a large scale of Klai Yisrael.
It's
true, but also I checked even on Shabbos. There's most people not to like Dayan Weiss to put on the box. The second option is like the building next to me, they go on the first floor in, all of the floors they go out. And then my building, what they do, they ask Al Biyashu says, you do everything going out. That it's all like the egg and everything going out on every single floor. Even on the first floor, it's not on the way going in, it's the way going out.
So my car knows like a egg or
thing? No, my building next to me is on one side has nothing, one has
going the one has the Yashin, it's like the main
and the one next to me is Rafael, the one who wrote Ogur Balecho. He brings the bottom of the Yashin, doesn't know what he says, doesn't say what the Yashin says before. And he, in his own building goes like he passed his own safer, that you go way going in the first one, everything going out. And his brother's building, whatever, or the building two over, it has no mezuzahs. Fine, so every building does different things. I really want to go to Sturmuck's building, see what he did, but I didn't get a chance to walk over. Oh, my son, the Shah Choshmishpat, who pays for it, so Pashtis, I asked around different Vads, they said the Vad has just they have a right to start and everything. As soon as it's given a look, the way how it's set up, the Vad is through the building, whatever the Vad decides. The Vav says to tell the Vav a lot of what to do, but that's to set up the Vav. That's part of the Vav's koya, is to decide these things. We want the mezuzahs, then the whole building has to chip in, and therefore it's
the ground floor.
The building should chip in.
No, the ground floor should be higher, because they're not using it.
No, that's just like they do, they pay for the elevator assumptions, they pay for the mezuzahs also. That's the
part. If they pay for the elevator assumptions.
No, that's how the way...
I live in a building where only some people are inside the elevator.
They did it because that's not mitzvah. Okay, so Pashas, they're wrong. Leave it at that. Now, Shalom, Meister, what should a person do? Everyone here, let's say you move into a building, you move into a machal, you have an elevator, it has 7 flights. Meister, what do the Vad do? What do they ask? A lot of buildings, no one asks, no one cares. But Meister, why isn't every single person has their own chiyuv to find out what the halacha is? So the etzem, let's say you live in Machal or Maldafna or Arzay or Hanof, any of these places, they don't have a mezuzah in the elevator. You go to the Vav says the Yosri Rav don't have to, but Maestro says Yosri Rav says you have to. So you now have to go pay for all seven flights, every single floor. So in Shelos Rav is Ism Khantinevsky. Khantinevsky says you only mechuyev for your own floor. Only mechuyev for your own floor.
Lechura. First floor.
Oh, so it sounds like they're not even the first floor. I'm not sure why. I'm not sure why not the first floor, but certainly your own floor, you are mechayiv. Now, why not the other floors? At least I know why it's not there for you. No shaykhs to you. You have a right to use your assumptions, but not your way of going in and going out. Not yet, it can wait, therefore not there for you. Also, it's there for the other people in the building. It's there for you, it's not yours. First floor, I'm not exactly sure, even though it sounds like you're potter. Now, really, a person. They're not goyim. They're not goyim. Oh, do you have to ask?
Are you allowed to ask?
Yes, we get you. That was their love. No, do your own mechayev. I'm putting on the elevator itself. What if I'm saying not like dying wise? I'm putting on the elevator itself. He says on the elevator itself is enough. The hunger seems to me not to worry. Now, again, best thing we really should ask you of, you could tie down the most people here are using the theorists. And Schiris, we'll see, if Kivegia says, the Maestro on a Schiris, Kibitzav, or his Lahokos, only your opponent, and it's not, but Kibimakel. Anyway, you have a motion, the others say, no, Kivin elevators, could be that's what Elam seems to be Makel, when they move into buildings and they rent them, if Mishailos, could be them in Starim. Who are the best thing, the right thing you really should do is, if Mishailos, Yechiv Mezuzah. I wonder what happened to Makel, like it used to be, the ear was not, slowly some people moved in, and they just left no Mezuzah over there, as far as people told me. Maestro, why not? Of course, you should go to Mishailos, if you get Mezuzah over there, not. In mezuzah, I got asking a lot of people different cases, like why they did this way. Thursday night, I was in the building moving a couch, and I saw this. Once was a mezuzah in the elevator, and it wasn't there anymore. So I told the person, I was moving the couch, I did knock it down, it was knocked down before. He says, yeah, we have it. We just get around to putting it up. Like, I mean, you have it? Like, why? Like, yeah, we know that we have it. So, put it up. Yeah, we'll get to it eventually. So, how long have we been down? A couple of weeks. I'm not exactly sure. It seems to me that Hoga in mezuzah, the Olam seems to be very lax. I saw in places for a night, I saw a walk-in closet, I asked the Baal Basta over there, what happened? He says, yeah, we asked the Rav. So the Rav said, yeah, so we should put one up. So, I asked when did you ask the Rav? Yeah, about 10 years ago. Okay. I asked another person this Friday night about the building, you know, you check the mezuzah, you're like, headed about a bias. You check it. It says we have to always check it twice every 7 years. Not Mokum Rabbim, it's a Mokum Yochid. When's the last time we checked it? 20 years ago. So I asked my high. He said, yeah, I really should have done it. Last summer I planned to do it, but this summer I really hope to. But half the summer's already gone. Maybe next summer. Okay. So then I asked another person, is Mezuzah not under the Tikkur? Should be under the Tikkur. So I asked him, he said, yeah, it should be under the Tikkur. So what happened? I have to get to it. So, it's really, you know, speaking to myself, sometimes we get very lazy about these inyonim, these halachas. Now again, all these cases you have always terufim, could be it's walking closet, the case got it with a skiris, and the elevator is our place, to be semichon, in the case of the vadabais, the front door, there's no door to it. You have all these terufim, but they're all saying that they're etzim, they're issue of it. They all said yes, they should, and I didn't get around to it. And 10 years later, with the shul that I dominated, 3 years later, I learned Mavin, and my son needs chizik. They want to try being mechazik, and if you, yeah, fine. Next in you. the meaning of what house is the mechuyev upon, when the mechuyev upon the mezuzah. So really the last two sifim, the sifcha beis, sifcha gimel, based upon the gemar menachos, gemar over there says, person goes into either a pundik and a soul, that's 3 days, or you rent a house in the chutzlaret, and after 3 days, the locha is yichayim mezuzah after 3 days in chutzlaret. However, the locha is in chutzlaret, so yichayim miyam, yishuv, yishuv, eretz yisrael. So go through different cases, first one that applies. When the person buys a house, or builds a house, find chutzlaret, and sign it, so it's mechuyev miyad. Again, I've been around, I've seen people move into their houses, and it take a while to put them off, the chiyev miyad, pashkul, the old shittas, the rape shittas, the chiyev v'reis miyad. So again, the people seem to be lazy, avadim is chizik, and the chiyev is miyad. The case of schiris, that's from Gemara's Mechalik. If it's an eretzol, the chiyev miyad, that means, example, the Chura is very good, the second year, when they put up by shivas mir, that's really the case of a kinyan. By the case of shivas mir, when they put up the two as a pesach for Chanukah, the first year there's no mezuzah. Second year they put up mezuzah. Because the Kamamish case of kinyan, the person lives in a dolyon, and it's his own rishos, the chiyev right away for the mezuzah. The one puts up a two as a pesach temporarily, unless you want to say, I need to take it down, might be different, which I didn't get a chance to look into it. But my sister, the loch in there, it's all clear, and any case of kinyan, the chiyev miyad. The case of shivas, it's not chiyev, it's kinyan,
Mamish. Why isn't it like sukkah?
Is it sukkah? Yeah. No, because they have mitzvah the beishar, but here we're asking the thing is beishar. Okay, but he put up. So why the second year he put up? He put up the second year, Muslim. First year he didn't.
Because he wanted to be a
career. He didn't want to be a career. He was fine to take down 8 days later.
He wanted to be, otherwise,
what's
the point of the
thing? No, he wanted it because he just grew up Shita from Menorah.
Well,
yeah, it's the Pesach. No, but I'll leave it on the side, that's a good time, of course, only I write. Fine, again, second case, when you move in, is a case of Chiris, the Chutzlar, it's a lock of that 30 days, and I sell it to be in the Miyad. Third case is a case of She'eloh. We'll get to the Soros. We'll first get the lockers, the basic lockers, then we'll define it. Third case, the case of she'ela, when a person borrows something. The most very clear, a case of she'ela is the same thing as schiris. Mash egin, a person is an oirich, and oirich when there's a guest there, not a case of schiris. Oirich, the maestri, you have no chiyah mezuzah, schiris ador if you own it. Mash egin, she'ela, the maestri is yours, if you chiyah like schiris. What's nafkimino, there's an interesting shadow that was going around recently, about some of them became about tshuva, and he goes back to his parents' house, let's say it's in Eretzol, or in Chutzlaret, after he can stay there for 30 days, is the chiyah mezuzah on his own room or not? Why, the shell is his own room, like the case of she'ela, it's his own room, that his parents can come in, and it's all his stuff, and it's miyuchat himself. Or it's not his own room, it's a case that it's that's in his parents' house, the chiva upon the parents, not a chiva upon himself. So, by Travis, Bal Machaber, Torah Chaim, he went around Ifim, it's good, illuminary soul, and they said, it's chiva upon the parents. He went to a Berkowitz, and a Berkowitz signed that the way how the mentality in Chutzlaris is, that every kid has their own room, and the parents can't come in, and they have a chus to do whatever they want to do, and Be'etzim is their own room. That's what the Pleskin came along, and that's how Berkowitz said. So this person, that's how the way it is in Chutzlaris. Now, if that is the way it's set up, so this person, Rabbi Travis, he went back to numerous these Pleskin nations, and the Pleskin nations said, Eirich Nami, if that's the Metzias, they went back to Baziel Orbach, and he went to Rabelski, greet him, and Rav Feinstein, and others, and they all tied it, and they tied it, if that's the Metzius in Chutzlaris, that the way how a room is, it's a person owns my room, and the parents don't go in, it's Chutzlaris, Tamshis, do whatever you want in his own room, and the Chanavi will be Mechuyim upon Mezuzah, why Mitzah, it's no different than the case of She'elo, it won't be a case of Oirech, it'll be a case of She'elo.
What's the other side? Not
She'elo? It's he's Oirech, he's a guest of his parents' house. Oirech is Potter. Is he Oirech or She'elo? As one person pointed out, Halavai, we should have like, numerous machlekesim we can really take care of. We just went back and pointed out the story. The other person will take care of it, there will be no machlekes. It comes out, the etim, there is no machlekes, that if the case, the system, how it's set up is in the person's house, that the way that person has their own room and the parents let him do whatever he wants with it, l'chai of pamezuzah. Therefore, the guy goes back to Chutzlaret, and the case of She'elo, and therefore, l'chai of pamezuzah, so we just stay there more than 30 days. Parents are makabim, and the kids cannot do whatever they want to it. So economy is the parents' room. It really depends how the kids' room is set up. Can the parents, are the parents going to stop them or not going to stop it?
No, we stop by Goyim.
No, they're not going to rip it down. The parents, there's no, when kids come home, the parents don't rip down things. Their room, they have all these posters and like crazy stuff up, they rip down nothing. But the mezuzah are going to rip down.
You didn't join that any time,
so
you
didn't join that
any time.
I'm sorry?
It's like a shiva, it's like your
Eichel
after 30 days.
What?
You can be kicked out
any time. So forget, so the way I was brought down, the same time as Chaim, he says, parents don't kick out the kids, and like, you really, it's not how it's set up that way.
It's
most
game about two, right?
The kid, they don't. They, it depends on economics. If they kick them out, kick them out. But this is not the way how it's set up. Most kids are not thrown out. They don't kick out. And all, not only that, parents can't even kick them out. Even if they tried in America, and I have the key. I come in. I do what I want. Economics. If that's not the system, that's not the system. But that's usually how it is in America. Now, if I can, I saw that time that every room is really a free fall, and three people sleep in one into a room, and it's not really the kids' room. Economics. Part of them is a chiv upon the parents. Another case is called, what about Hefka? So Hefka, the person says, is same together like the case of Schirah, so therefore after 3 days of Mechuri, before it will be Potter. Case of a Pundik, or
he's
squatting in a place that's Hefka. The case of a Pundik, so even though the Lachan are using, I saw the Chai Miyah, the case of a Pundik, the Gemara says, you only Mechuri after 30 days. Even in Eretz, not Mechuri right away. Now, Pundik means an inn, but even any hotel, the place can say, hotel, the same thing, before 30 days, even in Eretz, when you take it, when you say it, you're not Mechuri. After 30 days, then you will be Mechuri for it. Now that's in Eretz. In Chutzler, the place can discuss, the Gemara says, Pundik in Eretz is chayv after 30 days. What about a Pundik in Chutzler? Is it Mechuri after 30 days? Or is it Mechuri, or Potter and Gantin? It's never yours, it's like Arai, it's like a base of Svino. So, the Chaim Kanievsky comes along, he wants time for like a basis Svino in a hotel in Chutzlar, which is always Potter. Over Royce Farm, it seemed to go the Mahalach like the Aruch HaShulchan, that the Gemara says Pundik in Eretz Yisrael is Chayv after 3 days, but who didn't Chutzlar, it's also Mechuyv after 3 days. The same Halacha, why? Because Maite is the case of Schiris, and after 3 days it looks like it's yours, and therefore Mechuyv even a hotel after 30 days. Therefore, again, what's Negea? Anyone lives in a hotel more than 30 days, the person can say you should put up the mezuzah. However, they point out, if you do put up mezuzah, then not put up with the bracha, because machlokes is a poskim, what the locha is in chutz la'aretz. In Eretz Yisrael, you put up with the bracha, and chutz la'aretz put up without a bracha. What they discuss based upon this is what the locha when a person is being machlokes mitzad the lochas of cheder yichur when they get married. The anhoga is that mitzad is a brisk chumrah, that people want to say mitzad the cheder yichur, that has to be their own room, you have to bring the isha into your own house. Therefore, they go over to the hotel, and they make a schiris on the cheder yichud, and then it becomes theirs. Now the locha schiris is chayv upon mezuzah miyad in Eretz Yisrael. Bishlam the chutz la'aretz make a schiris, you're renting it for one day or one night for a couple of hours, this is the seder, and maaser, it's not yours, chutz la'aretz, you have no chiv mezuzah. The people are marking with a brisk chumrah that they do schiris upon the room and the cheder yichud in the whole hotel, the potter, and not being seicha the whole hotel. They're being seicha the schus, the stamshis, and the chiv to give food. But the room they don't bet them own.
My thinking
the
cheder yichud
in the hall,
they go to
the
hotel first.
No, in any hall, same thing in hall,
hotel
or hall.
Hall has
ready. Plus, it depends if it's owned by Yid or by Goyim. Plus, a lot of places owned by Yid, the mezuzah is for the cabin mezuzah, ukedoma. And the mezuzah, you can affect
the hall. The brisker is going to make a chazan.
No, they're not today. You get it from a Goyim. A lot of places are owned by Goyim. What? Less not Amos, maybe because of the Shamish. Fine, but let's say usually most cheder yichud rooms are a big room, right? Sit down, get food to eat. For my son, it's cheder yichud. If you make a schiris in a yisrael, chayv upon it mezuzah or not? So if the Yitzchak Chaim Kanievsky or Shlomach has a tshuva about it, they say no. What's svara? Okay, they say even though it's schiris mechuy miyad, has the gedev of a pundik. Why? Because it looks like ara. Even pundik in a yisrael, what halacha the Gemara says is 30 days. Here also, since everyone sees this, has the get of a pundik, is nearer than the get of a pundik, the locha dafka 30 days. Therefore, those who even do the brisk chumrah do not seem to check the mezuzah or switch mezuzah, put up the mezuzah. Why? Because the locha like a pundik, like a hotel. Another case of a shamshis I discussed, my shalaya came, a guy yesterday, 3 weeks ago, is that, let's say a yid is married to a guy. Now, the house is one of them is a chayv mezuzah, one of them is a guy, he's put upon mezuzah. The maaseh happened to me a few weeks ago, when the guy came to me, and his brother, which is a yid, married a guy. Now the guy called him up, and the guy said she wanted a mezuzah and tzitzis. Now the tzitzis sound like she wanted for herself and for her kids, which was a slight problem, the kids were a guy, and she wanted a towel for herself. But that's a side thing, leave it to the side. They also wanted mezuzah for the house. So the shalas, the mezuzah in the house, Lamaisa, he has a mechuyim to put up mezuzah. Is there a chiyuv for she helped him out to buy a mezuzah? Well, the same case fakir. Let's say the loch is fakir that he is a guy and she is a yid. Also, should have helped him out put up a mezuzah. The pashas, I told the person yet. From my side, I see. I looked in two svarim that she not the same out the way. They're going in two separate cases. Oh, so I yeah, that's what I thought. Why not? Tzitzis. No, but here the ma'aser not going to be bezoin. The ma'aser is yid here. The ma'aser nothing. What's the bezoin over here? They're going to put up and keep it up on the door. So there's a tshuva by of Zilbashin and Leila Shabbat. Mamish the case where she is the yid. So he's telling, well, she's a yid and he's the guy. So he said, at least the shittus of a guy. Lachol the shittus of a guy. The ma'aser apart from mezuzah. But what he's telling is the fact that living together is a pious fusha. It's a mokum bezoin. And the ma'aser, just like it's not really the chabe, you can put on a beis akise or beis zoino. Who did you not put up in a house where it's the yin and guy is living together, therefore it's also for them to put up a mezuzah. That's one case. That's the Zobosim's case. But Stumach has a case, Sakaret, where the man is a yid and she's a guy. He also writes, he says the whole entire side of mezuzah is why to Mekabel Omar Koshamayim. They're living together. Obviously, it's not Mekabel Omar Koshamayim. And he goes on saying, Maitre, the Shittus with a guy. Akam, she is the guy over here. He says, the Shittus with a guy. And the end of his tshuva says, also to help them out to buy mezuzah. And Vaker, Kanoim, Pagan boy, you should burn them and kill them. Bukhulu, Bukhulu. Maitre says, Osn the Messiah. So I went back to this person this morning. I told him he got it, going to give it to his sister-in-law next week. I told him to go with somebody else to Shiloh. I don't know, it's very schwer. I don't understand the Svarish, but the whole focus, let them at least get one mitzvah, at least a mitzvah, mezuzah. And even though there's other various, I know one or two is another, but the Maestro, Shtobach, and the Zobashin, both are tshuvas about. They both say, the Maestro's also tells now that she's not going to put up a mezuzah. A gamma looked in the mezuzah forum, and also to bring it down, this concept. So I'm not exactly sure what to do when the Maestro asks whether it comes up or comes out.
They both have the same problem?
Both. Because the Maestro. Another good person had a shiloh. Another shiloh. The person was a yid, married to a guy, but he thinks the isha is a yid. Like, he was converted to reform. That ma'aser is not. He thinks he's Jewish. Fine, that's a different story. That ma'aser is much better of a case because at least he has what to be said. He at least he thinks he's doing no avero. So now he's mekabel olam kushimayim. He just thinks she's a Jew. That's something else. Yes, the Hilchot is known as Sakono, but they come on once far they get about no one thinks it's that over here. Once far is the Shutzis. But they're coming along with the Vark, the base line that can put up a mezuzah. Which that itself gets out crying, why not? Like you can put up a mezuzah where the room has a television, because the mezuzah is a terrible zachor. You cannot put up a mezuzah where the room has the internet. I don't know, maybe. Fine, yes, yes. So they're putting the front door of the house. Who's going to walk out Orem at the front door of the house? And the Maisa make a double covering. The Maisa doesn't patch you. The loch is, I think the patch is that if the mokum is you're afraid of the zayin, double cover it. If you have a chiyuv, you have a chiyuv. Another case is custom. Let's say you stole a house and you live in a house. The chayiv mezuzah or not? Come on, the price can say I'm just giving you down. It's beyotcha your house and not someone else's house. This is your potter. Now, what? So forget somebody else's house, not yours. It's not yours, forget. It's not his. It's not his, my son. Now, what's an afkamino? They discuss, built upon this, that this, no one here steals a house and lives in the house. What they do discuss is that we're in the gay, we won't ever have to pay a base call. Is that then where, let's take any building in Hanok, where the building of a shutter, and someone takes a halal, or takes a roof, or takes grows out a porch, that has no real rishus to do it. Now, people either can't make machos, but except they don't go to the Medina, they don't want to be malshim, or they want to make machos, keep their own schos, have a right to build upon it on top of it, whatever reason. But my guys, that's him as a gazlan. He took something that was just without any going to any bezdin, then go to the Medina, there's no schos to build. Does he have a right to put up a mezuzah over there? Or is the bracha latolo, or could he put his menorah there, or the Pesach is next to the Pesach? So Zilberstein again, that he is the gazlan, and himself says, since this room is Oymed Lister, therefore has no shame Pesach and no shame Cheder, and therefore he cannot put up a mezuzah, and therefore he cannot make a bracha, and he cannot, it says, like menorah by that door, it's the door that command the mevotel. And he rise to it. Now, Lamaisa, I've walked around Hanover, and I know people have machoiksin, and a lot of things are not spelled correctly, and I know that we do put up mezuzahs. Now I see that those who are masachtig upon it, I know the Meister the Yisrael Shapiro, he said Avadah Chasusham says thing Avadah, it's a door, it's a room, Avadah Chayv Mezuzah, and the Ogav Alecha brings down this time to the Avadah, the Chuy upon Mezuzah, he said not to make a bracha, because it's menoyz, because it's disgusting, it's the Meister, you have a mokna that you stole from, but the Meister Avadah Chuy Mezuzah, the Chuy is a door, you live in it for years, and those can be associated, Avadah Arba Chuy upon it. So, again, it's a numerous Ma'am Kremis, and the Vadi, you should ask Rav Stamazor, you can start building it, and once you build it, what's doing with Tam Mezuzah Shabbai, and maybe what Halacha is, Kram Shemavar, but also the Tab Bracha, you should Mavar, if you have a right, maybe you should not put up, make a Bracha, or it could be an also, if there's no head there to build there.
You don't say that the bank owns the house, though, with the mortgage?
No, that's yours. No, that's yours, and they have a lien on it. But Vadi, you own the house.
Yes,
Mezuzah,
if you stole
Mezuzah. He stole Mezuzah, no, that's Mitzvah Vavera. Fine. Now, another case to discuss is also to get it, you buy something, let's say, for example, you buy from Goy about a Chayv in Mezuzah. Let's say you sell your house for Pesach to the Goy. So now that on Pesach with the Lacho, where you put from Mezuzah, you get it back before the Mezuzah up beforehand. So you have a bayah, has to believe in us, and you have to take down own mezuzahs and build them, put them back up again. So when you rent your house, the guy is the same thing. Are you chayv mezuzah, potter mezuzah? You rent to the guy. When you rent to the guy, what's the law for your potter mezuzah? Now you get it back. The new mechayv came upon you. Come along the kishkun aruch and says the chayv has to believe in us, and therefore you have to take down mezuzahs and put them back up. Now you do that. Certainly not that. Hogaloi shemanu v'loi inu dov gezer nesvam, bring it down, and And they tied an avada that the mezuzah before an arbeseidah, and the ikveh again of all the shalat types of lemon. Also, they tied it since there's no chesaron in the room itself. The chesaron is only mitzad, the outside factor of who owns it, but not mitzad the room. Therefore, it's not a problem of types of lemon. Also, since it's an outside factor, therefore it's the seder. Therefore, if oyde one time, if oyde since you have a chos walking in on Pesach, most stores right on Pesach, you're right to walk in to take things out. Since you're right to walk in, therefore your chos never really left. Therefore, there's no problem, even if you want to be machmer mitzad tassav l'mosli, and therefore you don't have to take down the mezuzah and put it back up. A gam that those one time to be machmer, but the halacha seems to be mekel. You rent and you sell it without. The halacha is you have to sell the chomet and the mokum on top of it. You have to sell or rent. The mokum itself has to be the goy.
One mokum sell the house.
So you're renting the goy, the whole house. You're renting the house, the mokum. Where everything, you're selling any mokum, the whole time mokum. That's the house. They also discuss some idea. Let's say you're renting a house and then you bought the house while you're renting it. It's also the same problem as some of the most. Is it mitzad that after the house itself there's no concern in the house, just the bailish change? Therefore, you're mechuyav to put up a mezuzah. And therefore, Chaim, when he writes for us in Kupei Vav, he writes in the Reish Pei Vav in the Shai Tzim, you have to take down the mezuzah and put it back up. However, there's a sophos for tikkunim. So it saw Zayin, the seventh time when he learned it over, there he says, no, the chur is not the way, and therefore he tended the chur, there's no fantastic lemon also, because the etzim, the house itself is the seder, the bailish change, and therefore that hunger seems to be also that if people do not take down the mezuzah, they leave it on, and there won't be a fantastic lemon also, because the house itself is the seder. So there is a shiloh compared to those one time that citrus is one alone. First, my holy spice citrus aleph, and then those one time the mezuzah is better than citrus. Mezuzah betzim is mechuyev, mashenkin citrus to shiloh not betzim mechuyev. Now, just the basic halachas in tchiris and when you rent something. Again, when I saw the halachas when you soicha, the halachas is mechuyev miyad, mechuyev right away. In chutzlah, when you rent something, it takes 30 days. Now, what a person should do, but there are three different machlekesim, and we'll get to what the halacha is. There are really three different questions. Gemara says, "Schiris and chutzlah is halacha mechuyev what after 30 days. Can you put up a mezuzah miyad with bracha? Or no, you have to wait 30 days. Your partner is meaningless. But it really three questions: can you put up with a bracha? Second, can you put up without a bracha and after 30 days make a bracha? Or third option, maybe you cannot put up because tassav lam na'asi mevatel the bracha. The first
30-day contract."
Oh, we'll get to that's going to be the second question. So first, the Gemara. Let's understand the Gemara. The Gemara says you have 30 days, after 30 days in Mechuyiv, before 30 days not Mechuyiv. So the one sheet is, Chesulchan comes, and the those one taino. The law says you can put up Miyad with the Bracha. The Gemara is saying you put up 3 days, you have
buffer zone.
You have a buffer zone, basically, of 30 days till you put up. But at the end, you have a right to put up with the Bracha. That's one option. Machlokes Apoyskim, that's when it sounds like Machlokes Yishayim, Machlokes Apoyskim, do you have 30 days or not? But if I have a right to put up right away, some say you're not allowed to, you have to problematize the woman also. That's one Machlokes. A second Machlokes is, if you rent, let's say, for 2 months, what's the reason why you have 30 days for? The reason is, Rashi says, Kishema Yachsa, you might be Chayzer within 30 days. If you're not going to be Chayzer, you rent for 2 months, you're not going to be Chayzer, so maybe you have a Chayyim Miyad. Patience for is why? Because it does not look like it's yours. However, Memela, and therefore it's not yours right away. Maybe if you rent more 3 days, it looks like it's yours, Miyad. Upon that, also my point is that if the truth brings down for the Darachayim, the Nesivis, that you have a Chiyam Miyad right away, and put up with the Bracha Miyad. Because the whole time Gemara is discussing when you, every day you can be thrown out, and maybe you will be Shema Yad. So, however, if you rent for 2 months, 3 months, 5 months, maybe you have a Chiyam Miyad. B'tzchei Tshuva Nachla Tzvi argues on that. That's the second Machloikis. A third Machloikis is, let's say, B'zmanenu, the way we have contracts is you cannot get, the person cannot even throw you out. The Maske has no option to throw you out. The whole time you said is why, because maybe you'll leave them there, but if on a contract that has it set up today, anyone has a contract and I sell all good for it, the meaning is that a person cannot throw them out, you have to take the person to court, take a couple of months, they cannot throw a person out. Now, even if you don't have a contract, once a person moves in, even I saw that they cannot throw a person out once you agree that he moved in. Now, you can lie and say he never moved in. Well, let's say you know a person's not going to lie, let's say you have a contract. The way in America, in Chutzlaritz, is that once you have a contract, the other person is on the mask and on the soichu. And the contracts are binding and you cannot throw the person out. And even if it goes over the contract, you have to take a couple of months to throw him out. Therefore, those who are tied up that, based upon Mukiyoshis and the Miri, they hold the Chiv is Miyad. So that's the kind of three machlokes in this course by Tzchiris and Chutzlaritz, what's halacha? Can you make a bracha miyad aleph orcha? That's one question. The second thing, if you rent for more than 30 days, maybe it's chiyah miyad. Third, if the contract cannot be override by the maske, maybe you have a chiyah miyad. Therefore, then hold come on the place, can the place say clearly, you have a chiyah and Chutzlaritz miyad to put up a mezuzah. The only question is, mitzvah bracha, when to make a bracha? The sum of strong of bring down then hold is to make a bracha miyad. And sum of strong bring down then hold is what? If it's not be machmer and not make a brach miyad after a day, to be mashmesh, to move the mezuzah or take down one mezuzah and put it back up and make a brach of them. But again, in Chutzlar, people think they know the Gemara says you have 30 days, you have a buffer zone of 30 days. And what is clear that you have a chiyah, we're choishes, and why do you have a chiyah miyad in Chutzlar? It's right away. The only question, mitzvah brach, what should you do? Is make a brach miyad or better to wait 30 days? But otherwise, mitzvah these fakers, the first thing you say, you should put up a mezuzah miyad right away. Now, this one other aspect, when you buy a house or you build a house, yechiyah v'z miyad, the question is, when is yechiyah miyad? When you move in, or when you put in your furniture, or is it when you buy miyad, and even before you move in and before you put in your furniture? The also machlokes of poskim, then Hagel writes from seem to be, once you put in your furniture, the ma'aseh yechiyah at that moment. That means in the Eretz Yisrael, you rent something and you put in your furniture, the yechiyah will be miyad. And in Eretz Yisrael, you buy something and put in your furniture, the yechiyah will be miyad. And therefore, make sure you bring in yourself and you put up a mezuzah right away. Just Messiah. That's tomorrow. The Aram folk, some say that Dafka when you go to live there, Rabbi Yasha says that way, and some say, if I care, it's only when you buy the Rechia Miyag. But the Anhoga race farm seems to go, the Anhoga seems to be Dafka when you put in your furniture. Yeah, it's okay. tomorrow, Be'ez Hashem, in the Zeich of Corbin, and there'll be a Siddur created tonight at the Second Seder in Ruchal Machal 137 for the Baal Mechaber Torah Yitzchok.